we go. Oh, boy, it's a Thursday. That means time for the know-it-all quiz. This is where Felix will come on the air, play the part of me, because he hosted the show on Tuesday. I didn't. I missed Wednesday as well. So Felix will step in, and he will be hosting, much like LeVar Burton, Tom, and it's time to try out, play the part of the game show host. I heard LeVar Burton did an excellent job. I didn't see him, but I heard stuff reviews saying he did a really fine job of sort of not allowed the questions to be the star of the show. So,
we profiled the fact that on his very first show, it was historic, but had nothing to do with LeVar Burton. A guy scored the lowest score in the history of Jeopardy that game. Wow. He ended up with negative 7,000 something or other.
Does that so he has to pay that before he can leave the studio?
Yeah, that's right.
Text us at 989-973-989-973. Come on in and tell Jacob one interesting thing about yourself that'll pique Jacob's interest, and maybe you'll find yourself playing the know-it-all quiz and being discovered and becoming famous in your own right. Open the doors, please. Let the horses in. There is one listener who doesn't know why we do this, and I don't know why either, but it's just become a thing, and if you stop doing it, then people would say, where's the teeny tiny lady in the pickle jar? Microphone in a little closer, please.
Hey, good looking!
Hello!
We'll be back to pick you up later!
Okay!
Oh, teeny tiny! Alrighty. Okay.
Her enthusiasm needs a little jacking up.
Well, Tom, they were going to pick her up, but they're going to get her later, and that's why she's upset. So, here we go. 98973, people texting in one interesting thing about yourself. Jacob will then call you back. You get on the air. Make sound of a rat stuck in some part of your car. You'll definitely get through. All right, more Seattle businesses implementing the no vaccine, no service policy. So we were told that if you were vaccinated, come on in, everybody, and you can enjoy yourself. But then, apparently, the science, even though some of the most vaccinated parts of Seattle, it doesn't apply to that.
If you want a cocktail with a shot or two of gin here at Rockette, you'll first need a shot or two of a COVID-19 vaccine.
If you're not vaccinated, just please don't come in.
Eric Hakkinen opened his Belltown bar a few months before the COVID-19 pandemic shut it down. But the key difference now is that we have COVID-19 vaccine. And he sees that as the key to staying open.
We all need to pitch in. This is a community effort. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. So we're not still doing this in a year.
Rockette is one of several businesses in downtown Seattle with a new policy. No vaccine, no service.
Do you think this is one of those things where more businesses should be implementing a policy like this?
I do. I think it's safer for everybody.
Also in Belltown, Navy Strength's new sign makes it clear. No vaccine equals no service. Oh. These customers inside were told masks are required too, unless you're sitting down and having a drink.
Right.
The owners of Navy Strength also run Trade Winds Tavern in Belltown, where Jerry Olson loves to stop by for a glass of wine, something he's done much more since he's been back.
That's so Jerry, though. Isn't it, though, Tom? Just for him, you can see him there just enjoying himself.
Vaccinated.
I think but compliant.
Olson says business owners have the right to refuse service to anybody anyways, so he has no problem with the vaccine requirement.
If more people had been vaccinated, maybe we wouldn't have had this Delta variation.
Whether or not that's the case, one thing is clear. Business owners like Eric don't want a single COVID case coming through their doors, because that's something they can't afford.
We don't need the state to shut us down to be safe. It's already happened twice now, and I don't know where we're going to be if it happens again.
Okay.
Very interesting. Yeah. And then there was a story earlier in the week. I think 9 bars shut down. In I don't know if it was all Capitol Hill or Belltown or Pioneer Square, wherever there are a lot of bars, because a number of employees had come down with it, and so they were shutting down for safety reasons, expecting to open up after 2 or 3 days.
I see.
The big calculation here is, will there, as long as right now there's no mandate that says you have to be vaccinated and or wear a mask, the business calculation that this guy's making, or these various owners are making, are they going to get more people there because the people that are there can feel reassured?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you think it's a smart business move on his part? Capitol Hill, Belltown.
The super virtuals that walk around with their masks on in Seattle. Still, don't forget, they believe in science because they got the sign out front that says that. They believe in science, and science said just a couple days ago, because the president read it off a teleprompter, that if you've been vaccinated, you can take your mask off. And then we had Inslee say, come outside and play, everybody. So
That's
we,
right.
come
was
on, everybody.
May.
So we, science said that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask and you can go about your life. 100 days.
I don't know that we need to
argue
that.
That's all I'm asking for is 100 days. So science told us that. And then science now tells
evolves.
Us that's not the case. The science that they're pointing to has not been peer-reviewed. There are scientists and researchers that are saying to the White House, so what you're telling us now is the people that have been vaccinated have the same amount of viral load of the new Delta as people that are unvaccinated, so you want to mask up everybody. Yes. Show us the science. It was up. It put on there. Peer-reviewed, denied. It was not peer-reviewed. They took it down, put it back up again, and put it under review. Now people want to know, where are you getting the science that does this flip-flop on you all of a sudden?
Okay.
What they did was they went to India. I'll give you a couple more facts, and you can refer to those. They went to India and found the study from India. Well, the India study is using a particular type of vaccine that we do not use here in the United States. But that was the vaccine that they studied in India to determine the Delta virus. Because originally the Delta virus called the Indian virus. But if we called it the Indian virus, then a bunch of Indians would be beaten up by white supremacists. So what they did was they got the Indian study with the Indian vaccine, and they're using that in order to determine that you have to have a mask on even though you've been vaccinated. There you go, Tom.
Okay, first off, we weren't quite done with the business side of things. But
I'm talking about the science of it, Tom. You asked me, well, more people go there. More people will go there because Belltown is all about people that want to wear masks. They're going to feel really safe.
But a lot of people that like to go out and socialize are younger people who tend not to be as careful about their health as older people. So, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I think he might have done this not because it's better for the bottom line. It might be that he just feels like if more of us did this now, the state wouldn't think to actually shut us down because we're sort of policing ourselves, sort of the way the rating system with the movies works. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so now, I'm happy to get into this next issue, which, the Washington Post article is fantastic. Jacob tells me you found it, and I found it very enlightening. So, you're right. Right now, we have Rochelle Walensky from the CDC saying that we've seen new data that makes us concerned about this Delta variant.
That's
The thing is that the data hasn't been published yet, but they thought it was compelling enough that they went ahead and made this policy decision, and they have promised to show us the data.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about this analysis is it showed us why they think what they're thinking, and Fauci himself admits that it's an extrapolation. So what is the extrapolation? In the old days where we had the initial variants, the difference in viral load between the vaccinated and unvaccinated was really significant.
Yes.
So if you were vaccinated, you wouldn't carry nearly the viral load that if you were unvaccinated. However, with the Delta variant, it's the exact same viral load, which is amazing. It's 1,000 times what they said the initial viral load is. The assumption at that point, and this they agree because it's a fast moving thing. Their assumption then is therefore the transmissibility of the vaccine, disease for vaccinated is as high as the unvaccinated. Now, what we don't know is we don't know for sure because what that is. And this is the big scientific calculation they're making. It's in the nose. The nose region, it allows it to, the Delta variant is very high-end replication, I guess, in the nose. And so the question is that the same as in the lungs? Because it's hard to get to the lungs why that transmission is happening.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, we're in the middle of the science, but they thought rather than waiting, they should jump ahead and anticipate because it could be worse. And
they
one last thing, John.
They got caught. And by the way, Tom,
no,
AstraZeneca. We do not approve AstraZeneca as a vaccine. They're taking the study of AstraZeneca, and they're saying these are all the people that have AstraZeneca, and they're talking about viral load. Right. They looked at that study with that vaccine, and then they say we're going to apply that to this, to the United States. And that's why it's been rejected. The peer review rejected it. The White House has been caught on this one, Tom, and now they're trying to explain it. And they can't explain it because they're using a study from India. We're just trying to be proactive on this.
What are you citing, John? The article that you suggested we read for this doesn't say that.
Yeah, it's because it's the Washington Post, Tom.
I know, but you were the one that found the
article. I sent the other one to Jacob. I'm sorry, Jacob didn't want to send you that one. But I'm giving you some extra facts that we're not in the Washington Post. The Washington Post.
In the spirit of inquiry. Yeah. That's what we're trying to get.
That's what we do. So anyway, listen, let's go back local. The guy's going to do well because people want to go in there and feel safe. Most of the people in Belltown and Capitol Hill and Seattle are all vaccinated, right? They've all got the vaccine because they all wanted to get the vaccine. They still wear masks. They don't want anybody coming in there that is not vaccinated. So this is because what I said when they first started this, they're going to try to stop the cheaters because the cheaters go, I'm vaccinated. Yeah, I am. Yep, no problem here.
And right? They lie.
And they know. And they know. Yes. What's that? They know, so then they're going to try to stop those people. But amazingly, the science told us if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry. But now the science tells us, you better look out. You better look out. You're going to die. 304 people are in the hospital in the United States. Look out, everybody. Here comes Delta.
So why that's also in this great analysis.
Yes.
They say that why is it if you're vaccinated, why is it that there are these breakthrough cases? And they say because what the Delta variant has done is managed to figure out. Remember, what the COVID is 19 is designed to do is to stay alive. So they keep mutating till they find something that happens.
I know.
When
we knew
you're
that
vaccinated,
all viruses mutate. All viruses mutate.
I know. The thing is that when you're vaccinated, it takes a while to get it kicking into gear. They say it's like a fire extinguisher. You have to wait till the fire starts before the fire extinguisher is any good. And what this replication of the Delta variant has done is it's responding so quickly that it's before the vaccine has a chance to kick in. Mm. That's the difference, and that's what they're concerned about.
Yeah.
That, to me, is really interesting information.
It is good information. It's a shame the data wasn't shared earlier by the White House, or we would have been able to avoid this whole conversation. The Biden administration, Joe Biden, steps up and reads something about, the incentives. Okay, they're stealing a page out of Andrew Cuomo, the killer from New York.
I'm announcing that we'll continue the work with states to encourage unvaccinated people to get vaccinated. In February, the grocery store chain Kroger's offered $100 to their associates if they get vaccinated, and it worked. Vaccination rates move up from 50% to 75% among their employees. States like New Mexico, Ohio, and Colorado are offering similar incentive programs that have helped increase vaccination rates. So today, I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
Okay. Which virus? The Delta that we're learning about from India?
Well, any
from
of the
vaccine that's
any
not approved
of the
in the
COVID
United States or this
variants,
COVID
right
one.
Now, 83% of the cases, I don't know if it's in the state or in the country right now, are of the Delta variety.
Well, that makes sense.
But I agree with them. You know, if that would convince people to do it, it's probably worth the money because the money's already been allocated.
Yeah.
It's the money that the feds
and
have already given to the states.
And not spent.
Yes.
Not so yet. I missed 2 days because I got vaccinated and I want to get vaccinated. Yeah. Thank you. Well, only because I want to continue to do volunteer work, hospice care volunteer work, and I couldn't do it unless I was vaccinated. And I thought, well, you know what? It's kind of weird because the people that I'm helping are dying anyway, but I'll get vaccinated because I want to keep doing it because I love doing that type of work. So I got vaccinated and here I am, by the way. Interesting. I get vaccinated at the QFC in Bellevue. The woman seemed nice at first. She draws fill out a few things, and then she does the alcohol wipe on my shoulder. And then as she pierces the epidural and pushes the J&J in, she then reads through a list that she's memorized of all the symptoms I could possibly experience, right? So muscle ache, headache, vomiting, fever, diarrhea, this whole list, while she's pushing it into my arm. I thought, well, you know what? It would have been nice to have her sit there and explain this to me prior. Now, maybe this was just something, maybe she just messed up. But if you notice, they don't really ever talk about it. So when the government talks about get vaccinated and Duchin talks about get vaccinated, they never mention, you got to go way down in the small print to find out for about 48 hours, for my sake and some other people I've heard, you'll be sick as a dog. So this is me vomiting I think it's 2:30 in the morning. This is my fourth puke. And by the way, Jacob, it broke my streak. I hadn't vomited for like 7 years. I have a fever of about 102.
Thank you. Dr. Duchin letting us know that if you get the J&J, you get a fever. And you'll vomit for a while. Thank you, Jay Inslee.
Thank you. There we go. Awake for the next 12 hours, no sleep, no energy, took a bunch of ibuprofen, 48 hours, sick as a GD dog. That's what I got from the J&J. I'm better now, as you can tell, because I want to be able to do volunteer work. But just letting anybody else know out there, because the government doesn't tell you that you can suffer. Oh. And the lady that stuck the needle into me, Tom, and then told me everything that's going to happen to me as it was going into me, if she had just sort of said, let me talk to you about some of the things that you could feel. And then she would tell me what they were. I'd be like, okay, now what can I do or whatever? I just felt a little tricked. Maybe it was a mistake on her part. Maybe it's a mistake on her part, Tom, but certainly you don't hear Washington State refer to some of the things that can happen to you if you get the vaccine.
John, you'd have to be living under a rock to not realize that everybody that we've talked to, they have had different reactions, and we've talked about this.
You've
on
heard
the
it from the governor,
you heard it from
the head of the Department of Health. Dr. Duchin's talked about it.
Maybe way back, everyone is aware of the fact that you could be sick for a couple of days. And so, like Ursula, when she got it, she took the day off. She ends up realizing she didn't really need to. Most of us haven't needed to, but a lot of people do get sick. I've had two people in my family that get sick. That's not a surprise, John.
Ah, okay. Well, I knew you could get sick. I'd just like to know ahead of time. I'd also like the people that don't know. The government is always working to the lowest common denominator. That's right, Tom. They get vaccinated, but they don't talk about the other stuff. And then they don't give the real data. Watch the story coming out of India when it comes to the study that the CDC is now trying to push as they manipulate these numbers.
Well, I'm glad you got the shot, John. Congratulations anyway.
I gotta empty that garbage can. All right, Tracy Taylor, looking traffic.
Ew.
I have to admit, whenever I do get sick, which I try never to get sick, I always just sit there and I just make a list of people that I think infected me. And I just think, okay, who was it? I concentrate on them.
Well, in this case, you know exactly who got you sick.
Yeah, that lady.
That All right. lady in Bellevue.
All right, get Felix ready. Felix, you ready? Felix?
Yes. I'm here. Here I am.
All right, hang on,
Where's my theme music? Wait a minute.
You know, don't get theme music.
Wait a minute.
It's just too complicated. Here we go. Stop arguing. Get rid of you right away. Ready?
Off the rails.
Let's meet our two contestants. Here we go. I'll take for the first part. Here we go. His name is Nick. He lives in Mill Creek. He's an aerospace space engineer. He's 25. He's such a fan of the show that he convinced his whole family to vacation this summer in Clea Ellum. They spent last week there and even visited Mike's Tavern. Oh my God. He also wanted to raise awareness about dog blood donors. Okay. Wow. Sounds like a real... Wow. Okay. I'm handing it off to Felix now. Felix?
All right.
It's all yours.
Tom, what's the score?
Wait a minute! You got to ask Nick a couple of questions.
Tom, hold on.
If I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it my way. Okay?
Go ahead. Go
back
ahead
off there,
go
sick
ahead,
boy. All right.
Ahead.
Well, you have to say hi to Nick.
Come on, get him on the line.
Hey, Nick, how's it going? How was Mike's Tavern?
Good. Tied up 0-0 with Felix.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What do you think? What were your quick impressions of Clea Ellum, Nick?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic, especially from a history perspective for Felix, if he hasn't been out there. They got the Telephone Museum, Railroad Museum, wonderful place to stay, Iron Horse Inn, fantastic place if you want to stay in a caboose for a week.
Yes.
Wow.
I always end up at that Chevron paying like $10 a gallon for
gas. Hey. Come on, Nick, don't let him do that to
you.
All right, good.
Cleo's never gotten such good buzz.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be referring to myself in the third person in this quiz because I wrote this for John, so I'm not going to change it. All right, here we go.
Okay.
First question, you're right. The tone and tenor of the show changes right now. We're not friends anymore, Nick.
I don't care if
you've been to Clea Ellum every day for the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Music. When John called in sick on Tuesday, historian and beloved guest host Felix heroically filled in on short notice. How did Tom describe the range of topics discussed on the show that day?
A, refreshing, uplifting, and enlightening for a change. B, surprisingly bitter and mean-spirited even though John wasn't here.
Thanks a lot.
Or C, very meaty.
I have to go with A.
You sure?
Okay. Give it to him anyway.
That's not.
They're all true. They're actually all true.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Okay.
Number two. When Tom and Felix talked on Tuesday about Felix's plan to, quote, adopt a foster dog, unquote, did Tom think this meant?
A, giving a needy pet a forever home. B, agreeing to temporarily take care of someone's dog and then not give it back. Or C, kidnap beloved pets from the scene of natural disasters.
You can't get it wrong twice, or A on this one? I'm normally a podcast listener, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, so he zips right through stuff he doesn't care about. Nick,
wrong!
Nick, but thanks for coming to Cleella. Moving along.
All right. So number three. Okay. Who did both Tom and Felix admit they'd wished had taken part in the January 6th committee hearing in Congress on Tuesday?
A, Governor Jay Inslee and his sign language interpreter. When those two get going, you just can't take your eyes off them. B, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Mm-hmm. Or C, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and that neighbor of his who beat him up a few years ago when the senator was mowing his lawn.
Ooh, two of them, yeah.
Come on, I have to go, Nick, with a B on this one.
Yes. Just goes to show me nobody was listening on Tuesday. Keep going.
Hey, I was. All right, number four.
And I
After
was.
We did a story
yes.
about archivists accidentally destroying historical artifacts in unusual ways, Felix gave an example of something he was most excited to do when he first worked at Mohai.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is the highlight of the show. A, juggle the pieces of Arthur Denny's shaving set. B, play hacky sack with a ball of Carson Boren's beard hair.
No boy.
Or C, wear Ira Wooden's hat to a Halloween party.
Come on, Nick. Come on. Come on. Come on, Nick.
I go with B on this one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A was the right answer, but you're already a winner.
You're a winner.
Get out the grandma and rye bread salami. It's mustard time.
There you go. You're an aerospace engineer. And by the way,
an aerosmith engineer, you say.
Big fan of Tyler. By the way, stop all the music and everything. Jacob, what did Nick barely win?
It was two tickets to the Mariners' next fireworks night on August 13th when the Mariners host the Blue Jays and will light up the sky to your favorite tracks from the 1990s. Find tickets.
It's mustard time.
Find tickets.
Let him keep going.
For the 90s fireworks night at Mariners.com.
There we go, Nick. That's what your ticket. That's what your price is, and that's your prizes. So congratulations to you, Nick. Thanks a lot. And by the way, I'm glad you got, I don't have much talking into you how to get your family to go the whole vacation this summer in Cleella. You weren't like dragging them there. Did you start in one direction like Felix does with an adopted dog and then kidnap them and move them over to Cleella? I mean, how much did you have to do to get them to convince them?
Not too much. There's a beautiful golf course there, and the rafting trip down the river really helped a lot, too.
Oh, good. All right. We'll give you 30 seconds to talk about why it's important to have dog blood donors. And this isn't some sort of religious cult, is it?
Not at all. No, okay. Not at all. All right. No, my dog was diagnosed with anemia over the summer, and as part of that, they typically need a blood transfusion. There's 12 different types of blood for dogs out there, and they're not the same type of interchangeable as it is for humans. So if you have a dog over 50 pounds, just talk to your vet and see if they can become a blood donor for other dogs out there. Because it's a pretty common illness for older dogs, but almost nobody knows about it. So,
yeah.
If you got the time.
And they just take a vial of blood, and that's nothing. It's coming out of your dog's arm. You don't feel it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, and it might have been with somebody else's dog you kidnapped.
That's great. Nick, you know what? I've got an appointment with both of my dogs, and I will. Does every vet do this?
Most of them do. They can take out the blood and then send it off to a local area to distribute.
Okay, great. All right.
How's That's your dog fantastic. Doing now, though?
She's doing fantastic, and she came to Cleella. She absolutely loved it out there.
Yeah, there you go.
See Even that? The dogs love it in Cleella. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, okay, Felix, you
it's
never want to ask that question.
Though.
Tom, Jacob, you don't know. Nick could have had a sad ending to that story. It would have brought the whole show down.
That's true.
You know, just walked, luckily. And Nick's a pro, and he's able to fight back the tears that his dog died 2 months ago. And that's amazing. Nick, good for you. All right. And Felix, bad on your part. All right.
And you know, Felix, actually, his biography fits into another one of the stories that you didn't mention. He's an aerospace engineer. We did a big story about how many engineers are leaving Boeing and going to Amazon and SpaceX and all. So,
okay. Enjoy those Mariners tickets.
It's like somebody's actually producing.
Get out of here, Felix. Ow.
Miss you, Felix.
Thank you, Felix, for filling in. By the way, thank you. All righty. I'm having a great conversation online with a listener who hates me, but it's a crack, a small bit of daylight between us, the two of us now, Tom. Thank you, Tony. All right. Let's see. Oh, here comes some letters. The good mailman's coming in with those letters. Yeah, bring it in, mailman. What do you know? Here we go, mailman.
I'm really excited this morning.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me.
As much as you can stand, Sean. Take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Work through it. That was pretty good.
Hello.
All right, teeny tiny lady. She's got the letter of the day. First, let's take care of all the rest.
Okay, the first thing we want to address right off the bat is your return. Area code 425 says, well, it's a nightmare on Cairo Street. Curly is back. Yeah,
I hardly ever take a sick day. I don't like taking them. I hate taking them, and it just bothered me not to be there. I'm sorry, but thank you for the nightmare part. Hippies. Hippies were moochers, apolitical. They could mooch from any party.
In area code 206, John, there's a big difference between a Dixiecrat and a Democrat. The Dixiecrats were Confederate, Southern, segregationist, who joined the Democratic Party because Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. When the Democratic president, LBJ, a Southern Democrat, passed all the civil rights and integration laws, the Dixiecrats even ran their own presidential candidate. After that election, they became Republicans and abandoned the Democratic Party. Uh-huh. These are the Southern Republicans today.
Ah, really? Just good. Bob, Tom clearly is having trouble discerning between these and feces?
No. Theses and feces.
Oh, feces and feces. Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
I think that's the difference between you and me, John. No. Area code 253. Right. Hey, now, maybe you don't recall, John Curley.
Yeah.
The 70s was all about three things. Disco, tuna casserole, and spontaneous fishing. That's what a time to be alive.
Oh, the potato chips crushed up on top of that tuna casserole is the best. The vacation rentals in Chelan, we just have a lot of friends from church. Stay at our Chelan house. Win-win.
And area code 425. Yeah, looking for the loopholes. Hey, guys, the island of Maui has limits on Airbnbs at 8% as well.
How about that?
So
most of the people, Tom, is landing in Chelan County, who pushed the vaccine rental limits, are new residents who've moved there from Seattle area and are now pulling a NIMBY shafting of long-term residents who need the rental income to cover the inflated taxes caused by newbies. It's a vicious cycle.
Ah, that's an interesting take. Area code 360. You guys just described the exact situation we have in the San Juan Islands. Insanely inflated real estate prices, not enough affordable housing for even the middle class, and therefore a shortage of employees to work the jobs that are available in tourism, restaurants, etc. Most small businesses here cannot staff enough people to even be back to 100% occupancy.
Wow. Know it all quiz 360 says, I like how Jacob has every prize package memorized. Not just reading it for the first time at all. Yes, isn't that great about him?
He's a super producer.
He does his homework. He really does.
Nick, and here we hear from Nick, the know-it-all quiz winner.
Uh-oh.
If the barbecue at John's is still on, I'll bring the boxes of 22. I'm going to the Cleellum party. I know the way now after my trip last week with my family.
Nick, you are invited. All know-it-all quiz winners are invited. Arthur, Michael in the 206 says, what am I listening to? I don't know, but I like it. I'm getting down with getting down in the Domino's kitchen to the Aardvark song. Wow.
I love it. And Sully, a reggae Aardvark? Must have been on PBS. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, tell John I have a Snow Isle library card. They have hundreds of difficult to find DVDs, and it's free.
All right.
Oh, lovely.
On Rachel's segment, Rachel, the parking lot at the Muck no longer exists. They tore it up for the hotel. Now you're as big as their parking garage. That just sounds wrong.
Wow, that is wrong. 360 says only Curly could take an oyster story and all the way to HR. Awkward again. It's not awkward. Oysters are an aphrodisiac, right? Okay. Wow. All right.
But whatever her name was, wasn't interested, apparently. Oprah on Orcas Island, area code 360.
Yes.
Hello, Tom and Curly.
Yes.
I was on that job as a stonemason for over 2 years. It's about Oprah and Orcas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've lived here for almost 30 years, and I'll tell you right now, no one cares that she sold it, but it sure boosted tourism. Listen every day. Love you guys. Oh, great.
Thank you. Let's see. Vaccines, 425. John, I'm a nurse. I gave hundreds of COVID vaccines in the hospitals I work at, and I talked to everybody about potential side effects before I gave the vaccine.
Oh, that's interesting.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day.
Letter of the day comes from area code 425.
Yes.
Only people with Curly's level of narcissism would think recording themselves vomiting would be great dinnertime radio.
That's right.
And that's why everyone tunes in, John.
I know. Jacob even cut out the best part.
Oh, no. What was that?
Oh, yeah. You know you did. Oh, the splashing. You took the splashing out. Oh, a little bit of editorial work on your part when you should have been studying the gift for the know-it-all quiz winner.
We'll save it for the best of show.
All right, yeah.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Been all right. No
been
welcome back, John.
Thank you, Tom.
She left the bloomer hanging around my front door.